Just come into your bodies, come into your breath. Be aware of your position in space. Be aware of the archangels holding you. Raphael holding you in the east. Gabriel in the west. Michael in the south. Uriel in the north. Sandalphon and Metatron holding the depth and the heights. Zerubbabel weaving, connecting, holding all incoherence. Paying attention to Zerubbabel's thread that weaves through the worlds, connecting life and love, light and law, into the coherent pattern of the circled cross. Dryness and wetness, warmth and cold, coming into balance, coming into connection around the creative center that is little Gwion, that is the Horus child. And being aware of the material we have looked at this weekend. And being aware of the distortions between maleness and femaleness. And catching the thread of Zerubbabel's weave. As if we travel backwards in time, following the silvery golden thread that keeps us connected to the balance of life and love, of law and love and light, that keeps us connected to the opposites in relationship, that keeps us centered in the experience of the Horus child or little Gwion, that is the generative center. And as we travel in time and in space, we find ourselves as if floating in the air to the south of Egypt, to the north of Egypt, to the delta of Egypt, the place called the Fayyun. So we see beneath us a land of many branching rivers, ways and swamps. In the distance there is the desert, but here there is water and greenness as the Nile splits into its many tributaries as it flows into the Mediterranean. Above the place that we are, there is an island which will at some point become Alexandria. But here we are before this, we're back in time. And our attention is drawn to a shining white pyramid. This is the pyramid of Hawara, and around the pyramid there is a great complex. This is the labyrinth of Hawara. This is the great labyrinth that existed before the labyrinth of Knossos and Minos. This is the labyrinth of labyrinths. And we find ourselves standing in front of a doorway, and on the lintel of the door there is the figure of a crocodile-headed man with ram's horns, who bears the sun on his brow. And for a moment the image is off-putting. And then we remember that we are Horus, the child who walks with crocodiles and is unharmed, the child who handles serpents and scorpions and is not stung. And we step in through this doorway. And we find ourselves on a spiraling path that forks and bifurcates, twisting and changing. Yet still in our hand is the thread of Savuviel, so at each decision point we follow the thread, we twist and we turn. And the way continues downwards, and the paths continue to fork, but we follow the thread. And at length we come to a chamber in the centre of the labyrinth. And it is a strange place, for while we are inside a building and deep down, it is as if we are in a living swamp. There are reeds growing in this room. It is filled with water. And at the centre of the room, there is a small island and a causeway leading to it. And on the island, there is a chair, a throne. And seated on the throne, there is a woman, who bears the disc of the moon and the horns of Hathor. And behind her, as if embracing her, is the figure of the crocodile-headed man. And we see that in the swamps there are crocodiles on all sides. And we are drawn to walk along the causeway, drawn to look at the crocodiles. And as we approach, we notice the woman seated on the throne. This is Sobek Neferu, the beloved of Sobek, and behind her Sobek himself stands, a vast presence. She beckons to us and we approach her. And in her hand is a bowl of a deep green stone. And she invites us to look into the bowl with us, with her. To look into the heart of the mystery. To understand the mysteries of life and death and resurrection. And as we look into the bowl, we see again the waters of the primal swamp. We feel the life that emerges out of the deep waters. We feel the forms bright and dark. We feel the mystery of life and death. Of light and shadow, of morning and night. Thank you. And for a moment, it's as if we sit in her place, looking with her eyes, her understanding. Behind us, we feel the presence of Sobek upholding us, helping us to see as we look into the mystery of life, as we look into its places of balance and places of imbalance. We look as Sobek Neferu, we look with the blessing of Sobek. We see that which is true. And for a moment we see the great labyrinth in all its splendor and all its forms. We see the mysteries of Egypt revealed, revived, just for a moment. We see the mystery of the Neferu, the forms of life, the formative powers that shape the world, that shape our lives. And through the blessing of Sobek, we find our place in this concourse of powers. We find our contribution. We sit in the place of sovereignty, in the swamp of the beginnings, amidst the profusion of life. We are blessed by the Lord of the Fayun, the giver and the taker of life. We are blessed by the ancient Queen Pharaoh, Sobek Neferu. And we once again feel the thread of Savuviel, bringing us forward, carrying with us the blessing of Sobek Neferu and Sobek, bringing with us the sense of the profusion of life and growth, and the mystery of balance, the mystery of Ma'at. Following the thread through time and space, lifting above the Fayun, moving westward, returning to just here, just now, feeling yourself sitting in your chair, held by the archangels, bringing with you all you have found in the inner journey. Taking a little time to open your eyes, to stretch, to just locate yourself where you are just now.